Well, the way the Rambam seems to say, you have to do it, you have to move. You can't just not, you can't shecht right next to the Mizbech and not do any halacha. Some Rishonim seem to learn, and the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos seem to say differently than the Mishnah Torah, which is that the machloikis is whether, in fact, an avoida sheyef shalovatla is an avoida. Meaning the chachamim hold it's not kef shalovatla. You take a kudshech right next to the mizbeach and bypass that part of taking the blood to the mizbeach. Still, in all, it's called an avoida. We medayik from the Shita Mekubetzos in our sugya like that as well. Shita Mekubetzos says rabbanon are not donin, they're donin efshar mishi efshar. And EF Shah Misha EF Shah, which basically means the Shita Mekubetzos is saying, the Rabbanon Amoida that you could be Mevatel Halacha. If you shecht right next to the Mizbeach, you could bypass the need to do Halacha. Still in all, it's an Avoida. It's not all that relevant, L'chayre, to Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is saying his Halacha, L'kuli Alma. That means Rav Chisda is saying that a Zohar is allowed to go, he's learning the psukim in the Torah that way. Azar is allowed to go and do the halacha of the blood to the Mizbeach. Whether you hold like the Rabbanan, whether you hold like Rav Shimon, whether you hold it's Efshel Avatel, whether you hold it's Efshel, no matter how you learn, Rav Chisda has a very big umbrella. He holds L'kuli Alme, L'kol Atzdodim, L'kol Arishonim, L'kol Achronim. Halacha is kosher bizarre. And we had a very hard time understanding what that is. We even brought down from a Fanech Tzfunas and a Ragachover that the Ragachover declared, what about a monkey? Could a monkey do halacha according to Rav Chisda? And if it's not an avoid, then it's nothing. It doesn't even require a kohen, right? And again, he's saying it l'kuli alma. He's saying it according to everybody. So maybe a monkey should also be good. Ragachev said, avada not. But then the problem is, so why shouldn't you need a kohen? It is an avoida. You have to use a kosher, a person to do the avoida. Why shouldn't it have to be a kohen? As far as it should have to be a kohen. Yes, that's the Gemara. We missed you, David, that year. This is 2 weeks ago. We missed you. But that's the Gemara. I'm going to read it quickly, but I'm just saying that's the first problem. So we'll read quickly again. The Gemara just will give it 3 minutes. Boy, minay. Omale abay la moed of chiz the boy minay ma of chiz the loch bezor. Can you do a loch with a zor? Omale ksheiro mikum besayani. I hold it's kosher. And I have a posik to support it. The bottom is the bottom. Bottom of the Hamad, as it says, "Vayishchitu haPesach vayizruku haKohenim miYadam v'alvim afshitim." So we see that from until afshata, the Kohanim took the blood from the Yisraelim. That's what he's being medayek. So the top of your dalam based on Shavuot Shesh is over Oinon Shiku Bamum, apostle, right? Be Kabbalah, be Halacha, be Zrik apostle. So you see, klar v'chein yoshev v'chein small to yufta. So we have a brisa and a mishnah clearly against Rav Chisda. I Rav Chisda krokom. I don't even maisa yitzdeba. That's machlokes. We showed him how to learn exactly what maisa yitzdeba means. Doesn't mean they did mamish nothing. Okay, Rashi is mashma that they mamish did nothing. Okay. Meaning they held the blood. The shachtim held the blood, and then the kohen took the blood and went with it. They were just like a platform. They were just like a shelf. They were holding the blood. They didn't do anything with the blood. That's the way he learns. And we brought down that this Rabbeinu Chananel and Yumadaf Memtes, he learns that they had a row of Jews, and each Jew transferred it to the one next to him, so none of them did the actual halacha. They actually managed to get the blood mimakom lamakom without walking, without moving. And that would be the case that it's kosher, according to the Gemara. Meaning, even if you hold halacha b'zor k'sheira, this type of halacha would be kosher if a Jew did it. There was no halach. Says the Gemara. So again, Rav Chisda clearly is saying lekuli alma halacha bizar is kosher. He's not matle to machlekes tanoim. He's not matle machlekes amigoyim. And it's one big medrash plea why it should be that way. Why would he say that halacha is kosher? That's Rav Chisda. Rab and Rav Yosef, according to them, they have an eitzah. Ami tavayu halacha bizar Rav Shimon Rabbanani. Rav Shimon who says havad efshel avatul avav hoyde yikshera. It's kosher bizar. Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, psula. Azay fashteit Rav Yosef. So according to him, according to Rab and Rav Yosef, Take halacha according to Rav Shimon is kosher bizar because it's efshel avatla. Also not clear why does efshel avatla make it kosher. But if you learn that according to Rav Shimon efshel avatla makes it ois avoida, it's not called an avoida at all, then that would make sense. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that the yardstick is efshel avatla shechita? Ask the Gemara, "Malam v'shchita avoida she'efshel avatla k'sher bizar? Shchita yizich I have to do. It's not avoidable, and still it's kosher bizar. Memele, you see that the yardstick of how we measure avoida is not by efshel avatla or yefshel avatla. Because if that would be the measuring stick, then shchita should be posel bizar, and yet shchita is k'sher bizar." Memele, even though that's going in the other direction, that's being machsher. But the Gemara is using it lepsul too, meaning you want to say it's kosher according to Rav Shimon because efshel avatla. We're proving that efshel avatla is not the gauge. Because if efshel avatla would be the gauge, then shchita should be posel bizar. It's kosher bizar. Says the Gemara, on my way, shchita is nishkin raya. Shchita lav avoidahi. Shchita is not called an avoid at all. Also, shver what that means. So shchita lav avoidah. It is an avoidah. Not only it's an avoidah, a kohen who's shechting has to do it with the big day kohen. Kohen can't do the shchita without big day kohen. It means big day kohen. It is an avoidah. Right? Shaloi lishmo, taka pasels by shchita. The whole machzer here is difficult. What's going on here in the Gemara? Just think, this we didn't go into 2 weeks ago, but just think like this. Shchita, l'kuli alma shaloi lishmo pasels. Even according to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon's only machlekes with the chachamim is l'gabi helach. Shchita, everybody agrees. If you shech the korban shaloi lishmo, everybody agrees that it has ramifications of shaloi lishma. There's no machlokes. Everybody agrees. Right? So stam, just trying to look at the Gemara coherently. So what's the Gemara thinking right now? What's the Gemara thinking right now? The Gemara is saying, l'chora, again, let's not lose sight of where we were holding. We were going according to Rav Yosef. Rabban Rav Yosef said that the gauge of what's called an avoid or not, in order for a zar to be able to do it, is efshel avatla. If it's efshel avatla, then you could use a zar. And if it's efshel avatla, then you have to use a kohen. That's where we're going. But you have to remember where we came from. Where did we come from? We came from lishma. Dameh ayin basa, before you know lana toilech, right? We came from Shaloi Lishmo. By Shaloi Lishmo, there was a machlokes between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan. Rav Shimon said, Halacha does not passel Shaloi Lishmo, because it's efshel avatla. Right? Because you could avoid Halacha. And the Chachamim said that it is passel Shaloi Lishmo. Either because you can't avoid it, the way the Rambam learns, or the way the Shita and Rashi learned that it is avoidable, but the Rabbanon say, so what? Even if it is avoidable, The bottom line is that's the basis for our whole thinking, that there's a difference between Efshel Avatla and Efshel Avatla. Till that came into the picture, we wouldn't have brought in Efshel Avatla, Efshel Avatla. So we're extracting this whole Chiddush from the fact that there's a machloikus between Efshem and the Rabbanon, whether Halacha is possible Shalai Lishma. And Rav Shimon's rationale is because it's Efshel Avatla, that's why it's not possible. Okay? So the Gemara could have asked better. The Gemara should have said, what the Gemara really, let's put it this way, what the Gemara really could ask, and L'chaira licked in the kasha of the Gemara, even though the Gemara is not asking it, is, one second, Shechita is Ef Shel Avatla. And yet it's kosher bazaar, but I'm not finished yet. And yet it's Pasul Shel Lishma. I'm just adding one more piece. So that should be enough to make you dizzy that you fall down. Because the sugya is built on a whole bunch of assumptions. We're assuming that we could take the lamdus of Shalai Lishma and bring it in to Zohar and Kohen. And that's how we got to where we got to. We pulled the Shalai Lishma. Otherwise, we have no source that Ef Shel Avatla plays a role. We're only having this discussion because there's a machlokes of Shimon and the Rabbanan, right? Whether Shalai Lishma passes by Halacha, that gave us the room to have a discussion that Ef Shel Avatla plays a role in whether you need a Yisrael or not, whether you need a Kohen or not, right? So the real Shirish to everything we're discussing is the fact that Ef Shel Avatla makes it not an avoda from the fact that you see that it affects the Shalai Lishma. Well, let's go back. Shechita. Let me ask it this way. Shechita Lishma passes. I'll forget about the whole. Let me pull out the Ef Shel Avatla, Ef Shel Avatla, because that's getting us confused. So we'll take that out of the puzzle. Right? Let me tell you a different kasha. Let's ask like this. Mayayin Bosom, you're coming from Shalai Lishma. I'll prove to you Shalai Lishma is not a good way to gauge this whole thing. Why? Because you see, Shalai Lishma passes by Shechita, and it's kosher by Zah. You hear the way I'm coming? I'm dropping the Ef Shel Avatla, Ef Shel Avatla. Because that's all so confusing. I want to go straight, glatt. You were making an ASIC out of the fact that something Shalai Lishma, that's how you got here. There is no Mishnah in Shas that says that Ef Shel Avatla, Ef Shel Avatla plays a role whether you need a Kohen or Yisrael. There is no such Mishnah. The only thing we have about Ef Shel Avatla and Ef Shel Avatla is Shalai Lishma. And we're making an application now and saying, well, just like there's such a machloikis, where the Ef Shel Avatla, Ef Shel Avatla affects Lishma, it's also going to affect whether you need a coin or not. That's how we landed here. So I'm going to ask Akasha differently. I'm going to prove to you that Shalai Lishma has nothing to do with whether you need Yisrael or not, whether you need a coin or not. Because Shechita, Shalai Lishma is puzzle, and you don't need a coin. So therefore you see that the criteria of Lishma is a different criteria than whether you need a coin or not. Now answer my question. Now you have nothing to say. Now you have nothing to say. So the Gemara is going, L'chaira, addressing the last issue. Yeah, but me'ayin basa. Your whole thing, your whole binyan is riding on Shalai Lishma. And you're taking the step to say, well, Shalai Lishma is also a simen that it's not an avoida. Just like we hold it's not an avoida lagabi Shalai Lishma, it's not an avoida lagabi needing a kohen. And that would be how we would nicely package Rav Shimon. How we nicely packaging Rav Shimon Shita. Rav Shimon is a consistent Tana. He holds Efshel Avatla is not an Avoida. That's why Shaloi Lishma doesn't affect Halacha. And for the same reason, Zohar doesn't affect it either. That's Zichah what you're trying to tell me. Rabbi Rav Yosef are trying to tell me that. So I have one kash on Rabbi Rav Yosef. Rabbi Rav Yosef, Shaloi Lishma has nothing to do with a Zohar and Kohen requirement. My proof is Shechita. Now what are you going to answer me? Shechita lav avodah. Okay. And still it's possible Shaloi Lishma. So you see, Shaloi Lishma has nothing to do with whatever triggers Kohen and Zohar has nothing to do with what triggers Lishma and Shaloi Lishma. That's all. So you cut through the whole thing. Problem is, if you cut through the whole thing, we don't even have a teretz. Shechita lav avodah, whatever that means. Shechita lav avodah. Kol ze achnes. Let's put it all into the building. Okay, it's not an avodah. It is an avodah. It's a type of avodah. Shechita. Does it pass on Shaloi Lishma? The answer is yes. According to all Tanoim, yes. Is it kosher bizarre? Yes. Do you now have ironclad proof that Lishma and Kohen have nothing to do with each other? Yes. Okay, so now throw the whole building down. Throw the whole building down. Now everything fell down. That's the problem. Even if we would make believe that we understand what it means, Shechita lav avodah, let's make believe we understand what that means. That's what this nekuda we weren't schwitzing on 2 weeks ago. We were schwitzing on 2 weeks ago. What does it mean, Shechita lav avodah? And the Rishonim explained, because there's Shechita by Chulin too. Right? By Chulin Behemi also after Shecht. And we brought umpteen rayas that the Shechita of Chulin is different than the Shechita of Kachem. Mesasik by Chulin is Kachem. Mesasik by Kachem is Pos. Kotten by Chulin is Kachem. Acherin Oimdin al Gabon. Right? If other people watch the Shechita. By Kachem, it's possible. Shaloi Lishma is possible by Kachem, not possible by Chulin. It's no. That's what we were working on. We were working on all those kashas. And we ended off with Pratzkel Abramsky's Knech. Right? Pratzkel Abramsky wanted to say, well, it is an Avodah. It's not an Avodah Shal Sheiris. I don't know if Doylem had a chance to look it up, but Pratzkel Abramsky, this is his Lashon. Pratzkel Abramsky says, this is in the Chazon Yecheskel. He has in his Sefer Chazon Yecheskel on the Tosefta, he has on Meseches Vochem, he has Likutim, in the same Sefer. In the Likutim, he has on the, right here on Asu Yudal Ramad Beis, he brings down Tosefus, Rabbi Yankif the Orleans, that it's not avoided because it's like Chulin. You need Shechita by Chulin too. Zog down, Halloy Shamin and Habidin and Beshitas Koshim, Shayna Beshitas Chul. So, Kapchatzkul, what do you mean? There's many dinim that don't apply to Chulin that apply to Koshim. How could you make an analogy? For Yesh Mizazov, Shiz Koshim, Tuna Klishavas. Some will even need a Klishavas. If Yesh Loima, Mashikosov, Yankiv Duli, Shita Lava Voidli, Fisha Shavu Chul Koshim, Kaloima. כשם שבחולן השחית מכשר עשה בוסר לאכילה, כך בקודשם השחית מכשר עשה סדם והבוסר בתרודם ובוסר קודשם. It's similar. It's doing nothing more than making it worthy, the meat and the blood, to proceed with the carb. Yes, so why isn't that an avoid? So that is an avoid. It's different than chulen. So he says, שאינו... It's not an avoidah shal sheiros. Shehasheiros maschelas mi kabolas adam. Sheiros starts from kabolas adam. This is what he says. Pchatzkel. is something called an Avodah Shel Sheiros. That, it's a new title, it's a new name, and that's what it is. Shechita is not an Avodah Shel Sheiros. Still doesn't in no way explain what Tosfos means from the real means that he says it's like chulin. It's not like chulin at all in any stretch of the imagination. It's not like chulin. So what's going on here? So this already we left off difficult this problem already when we were discussing 2 weeks ago. It's a tough sugya to come back to after 2 weeks, but I'll try to get this clear now. Okay, so the Gemara says, "V'loy, v'loy, v'omar abzer omar av shchita aspora b'zor psula." It's possible by Azor. So here you have pora dume, possible b'zor. Omar avalod v'chukok ksivba, so psula avoda. So what's going on? Shani Pora the Koshi Bedekabai, see. Okay. The same problem we had in this Chelek of the Gemara. What's the Gemara's Teretz? It's called Zachnis. So, in spite of it being Bedekabai, in spite of it being Bedekabai, in spite of it being such a low level, it still needs a Koyan. It's a Raya that it is an Avoid, which is what the Gemara wanted to prove from the beginning. So the simple answer is that the Gemara in Havamina thought that Kotshe Berek Abayis is still some form of a carbon, and therefore the Kohen requirement was a carbon, was an Avoda type requirement, although it's unique to Parah Adume, but it's an Avoda type requirement, to which the Gemara responds, no. You need a Kohen, not because Avoda. Really, it's Berek Abayis. And therefore, it's not even a carbon requirement on any level. And the requirement of Kohuna is midi d'havi Maris Negoyim, like some of the Rishonim say. Just like by Maris Negoyim, you need a Kohen, right? That's not midi d'avoda, right? Maris Negoyim is not an Avoda. Still need a Kohen. Same thing over here. That's the Bir Adover. Now, Chazanish, which is what the Gemara itself says, Midi Davar Dalav Avoid, you buy your Kuhuna. Chazanish comes in Meseches Pora, Perek Ches, and he says, what do you mean? Tosfos Yeshonim says clearly in Yuma that a Kohen has to be wearing the Big Day Kuhuna when he shechs the Parah Adumah. Doesn't have to wear the Big Day Kuhuna when he does Maris Negoy. It's obviously why he doesn't need it, because it's not an Avoida. Kohen only needs the Big Day Kuhuna when he's doing an Avoida.
But the Zohar doesn't have to wear the Big Day
Kuhuna. No, but I'm talking about something else. The Kohen needs to wear Big Day Kuhuna when he does Shechitas Parah Adumah, according to Tosfos Yeshonim, and when he does Maris Negoyim, he doesn't need, which is all what we were going back to. So how could you tell me that the requirement of Kuhuna by Shechitas Parah Adumah is like Maris Negoyim? Because that's the chayyot of back and forth in the Gemara. When the Gemara attempts to bring a raya from Parah Adumah, the Gemara is on the assumption that in fact, even though it's Kosher Berek Abayis, it's still called an Avoda. So the requirement of a Kohen is still Midin Avoida. Right? To which the Gemara answers, no. Berek Abayis, it's not an Avoida at all. And you need a Kohen because you need a Kohen, just like you need a Kohen for Maris Negoyim. If that's the case, you shouldn't need Big Day Kuhuna. Chaznish holds this is such a bomb that he holds Asug is a Kash on the Tosfos Yeshonim. Tosfos Yeshonim says that because the Gemara doesn't say you need Big Day Kuhuna. The Mishnah doesn't say clearly you need Big Day Kuhuna for Shechitas Parah Adumah. Tosfos Yeshonim says it. So Chaznish holds it's a problem. How could you say you need Big Day Kuhuna? It's not an Avoda. That's the Kasha. Okay. So let's go back to the Ragachever, how he teaches the sugya to begin with. The Ragachever, when he teaches the sugya to begin with, he has this issue of what's pshat in Rav Chisda that it's bizarre k'sher. What's the pshat? He says, "Nira pashut shekoy vaday posel loyloch." Neyolam loyoyam idim zeh. The Ragachever says, "Avad there is no shot. There's no question." He says, "Not only that, the proof of the pudding is that Rav Chisda is going even according to the Rabbanan. Rav Chisda is not saying according to Rav Shimon. Rabban Rav Yosef said according to Rav Shimon. Rav Chisda is going according to everybody." And according to Rabbanan, Haylocha Shaloi Lishma is possible. It's not going to be kosher with a monkey. Shaloi Lishma is not better than a monkey. Zakhtar, Mashaykh Psul Shaloi Lishma, Loi Yenza Avoid a Cloud. Doesn't make any sense. That's his point. So the question is, so if that's the case, so why don't you need a coin? Mechtes, you don't need a coin. Okay. So I would say like this. To give a stickle beer in the whole sugya. Just one other point about Par Aduma. There's a fascinating Reb Chaim. He's brought down in the Griz, Al HaRambam, Menuchos Par Aduma, from his father, because there's another fascinating thing we find about Par Aduma. Par Aduma is not even a korban, it's Perek Abayis. At the same time, Par Aduma has certain chumras that even Kachrim doesn't have. Namely, Azar can't shecht. By a regular korban, even a korban chatas, azor could shecht it. Even kotshe kedoshim, azor could shecht. There's a problem where he stands and how do you do it. The Gemara talks about Bada Kremi Shulchana, he stands outside. And, right? But by, I'm saying, Par Aduma, you need to have a kohen, number one. What? What do you mean? But it's more chumra. All I'm saying is they're chumras. Chumra number one is the requirement of a kohen. Chumra number two, is the fact that shaloi lishma by kachim, by stam korbanos doesn't passel. By Pesach v'chatas it passels. But even by Pesach v'chatas, l'shem chulin doesn't passel. If you remember, we had that on Daf Gimel. If you shecht it l'shem chulin, it doesn't passel because it's lav mina. Lav mina loy macharev bo. Right? It's not enough of a min kachim to be able to penetrate the carbon. It rolls off the carbon. Right? Gets killed by the immune system of the carbon. It's like a foreign cell that just gets rejected. So l'shem chulin doesn't passel. By par adumah paskin the Rambam, then it's possible. If you do l'shem chulin, it's possible. To shechita l'shem chulin, it's possible. That means, on the one hand, Par Aduma is not a carbon at all, nothing, which is what our Gemara is saying. And even if you need a koyin, it's like mamish negoyim, it's mamish nothing. At the same time, shaloi l'shma pasels, and not only shaloi l'shma pasels, it's even a higher level of shaloi l'shma. If you do l'shem chulin, it also passes where that kavana, even by the most highest korban, by a korban chatas, is kosher. So, but it was better kabbayis already. Maybe. Obviously, we have to do something like that. We gotta. So he, the Brisker of Taka, brings down from Reb Chaim that what's the reason why L'shem Chum Shekivon Shepori Bedek Abayis Ein B'Hakdoshos L'shem Chatas. It's a very interesting Brisker of. I actually use this Brisker of to answer a Machshava question that everybody asks in Parshas Chukas. Taka this week was Parshas Poro. You find that Poro Adume is found next to Miriam's death. So the Gemara says in Mayit Koton, it's coming to teach you, Ma Paraduma Mechaperes, Af Misa Sadiqim Mechaperes. So the Velta asks, why would the Gemara give an example? Why would the Torah give an example of Paraduma? Paraduma is not even a Kol. It's not even a Kol. If you want to bring a Raya that Misa Sadiqim is Mechaper like a Kol, put it next to Chatas. I mean, if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel and Moed Kotn on that sugya, Rabbeinu Chananel says, well, the Paradum is also called a Chatas. It says Chatasi. Yeah, but it's called a Chatas. But it's not a Chatas. Why would you put Mises Tzadikim next to something which is not even a Korban to try to tell you it's Mechaper like a Korban? It's very strange. Right? Very strange. So, I used actually this Brisker Rav with Reb Chaim to answer that kasha too. The Brisker Rav brings down from Reb Chaim, and Larry, maybe this is what the tree you're going up. He says from Reb Chaim the following. He says, Kivon shepor adume hi bedek abayis. Por adume is a bedek abayis. That's what the por adume is. Por adume is bedek abayis. And therefore, since por adume is bedek abayis, it doesn't have a din chatas. When you mock the shit, you're being mocked. But a kabbayis. Yet, it has a chatas element. Has a chatas element. Right? But, inherently, it doesn't have a chatas element. Inherently, it's only called shebet a kabbayis. And it stays that way. This is the point that, Larry, I wouldn't agree with. It doesn't change now. It stays that way. It's only called shebet a kabbayis. That's all it is. But the avodah that you're doing, right, is chatasi. It's working like a chatas. So, in a sense, there's more external work needed because there's no internal chatas element. You understand? In other words, by other kashim, we spent a lot of time at the beginning of the Masechta, we chewed this up. That by regular kodshim, there's an inherent lishma in the carbon. The carbon has an inherent lishma. The oil is an oiler. The shlamim is a shlamim. The chatas is a chatas. The kohen is intervening and either ruining it or supporting it. But he's dealing with something that has its standing on its own legs. The oiler is an oiler. It doesn't have to be identified as an oiler. It's already, it's a self-identified oiler. It doesn't need intervention. Here, the kohen is doing avodah with something which is not inherently a chatas. Inherently, it's zochbelek abayis. Zok Reb Chaim, kol din chatas shebohurak b'shah shkitu b'akrovosa b'teras poro. V'lochein, l'shem chulin, psulo. It's a gevaldik pshat from Reb Chaim. There's nothing. In other words, the whole Gemara in Daf Gimel said, if you do L'shem Chulin, that doesn't ruin the karma. Yeah, but I'm not in a good place now to say I'm not ruining it. I gotta make it. I gotta make it happen. Okay? So the whole logic of L'shem Chulin not passing a karma doesn't help you by Paraduma. It's a gewaldige pshat. Not that Reb Chaim needs any askomas. But it's a gewaldige pshat. It's a knackige pshat. Right? Huh? Oh, it's gewaldic. The Novi says, Tzadik ovad min ha'oretz ve'ein ish som alev. A Mises Tzadik is only mechaper how much you internalize it. By Kotshim, this is in stomach of Lishmo, Hashem Chulin's puzzle. If we would put the Mises Tzaddik next to Stamach Kolben, a person would think the Tzaddik dies, even if you don't internalize it. It's Mechaper. Tzaddik died. No. The Tzaddik's death is only a kapor and only atones how much you internalize it. Mamish like Paradume. That's how I wanted to touch up with this Reb Chaim. It's Kishmak, why the Mises Tzaddik is put together with Paradume. Okay, but that's a bazunda for Shmuz. That's more of a Shabbos Rosh. That's not for Shia. Just giving you something to think about. Lemaiser. So this really, if we now work our way backwards, I think we can get more clarity in the whole sugya from beginning to end, really. So in a paradume, the way you have to look at a paradume, it's chatos, shame chatos, is in what you're doing with it. It's not inherently a chatos. It itself is kosher benakabayis. The adam, the person, it's almost like the person is the chatos. You're using this, you're using the behema and the efer and the mayim. You are performing chatos, but the actual behema, it's not a chatos. And that's really the lumdus of paradumah. That's the whole lumdus of paradumah. And now when the Gemara says lav avoidehi, this is the nekuda, I think, according to Reb Chaim, that gives us such clarity. It's very simple. By Maris Negoyim, right? By Maris Negoyim, what is the emphasis? Is the emphasis the home or the Koyim? Clearly it's the Koyim. Meaning, the home, the Koyim is paskening on the home. The home is not an avoid, the home is not a kotshim, the home is nothing. The Koyim is using the authority of the kohuna to issue a psak aloch. That's what the kohen is doing. Right? That's the kohen's job. Okay? When the Gemara says that you need a kohen, midi dahavi amaris negoyim, the Gemara only means one point. The Gemara means, just like by maris negoyim, it's not the bias that needs the kohen. It's the psak aloch. It's what the kohen is doing that needs the kohen, not that the bias needs a kohen. It's the activity that's happening on behalf of the person is what requires the kohen. Right? By maris negoyim, it's not that a bias is kotshim. Right? When you need a kohen for zrika, right? It's not that I need a kohen, it's that the korban is a requirement, it needs a kohen. The korban, the object, needs the kohen. Right? By maris negoyim, it's not the bias is a kotshim aloha. There's a psak aloha being issued by the gavra. That psak aloha is a din, a kohen has to issue that psak aloha. Paraduma is the same in that regard. The paraduma is not an avoida on the korban. The person is doing something. The person is performing. Mitzad his performance, you require a kohen. Mele is not a kasha, big day kuna, not a big day kuna, because in a sense it is an avoida. It's an avoida, but it's avoida mitzad a kohen, not mitzad a korban. When the Gemara says, meaning the havi amaris negoyim, according to Tosfos Yeshanim, it doesn't mean it's the same thing like maris negoyim. It means the kohen's involvement is mitzad him, not mitzad the bias. Grado over here, his involvement is as doing an avoida. He is doing an avoida. Says the Tosfos Yeshanim, he should be wearing his bidei kohen. He's doing an avoida. He should be wearing his bidei kohen. The korban's not a korban, but he, mitzidoy, this is what he's doing. So that answers the Chazon Ish's kash on the Tosfos Yeshanim. What? We're going backwards now. Regular shechita also needs big day kohen. Doesn't need a kohen. We didn't get there yet. The Gemara was not asking why does paraduma need a kohen and shechita schulin doesn't need a kohen. That's nothing to do with our Gemara. Stam mikedes kakasha. Why does paraduma need a kohen and shechita schulin doesn't? Shechita stam shechita doesn't need a kohen. That the Gemara didn't ask. That's Gzeres HaKosef. The Gemara was just trying to bayois, the Gemara was trying to build by the fact that there's a Kohen requirement, it's a Gzeres HaKosov. The fact that there's a Kohen requirement by Paraduma, Idach Araya, that even though it's Yev Shalavat, that Shechita is Yeh and Avoida. Otherwise, it wouldn't be Shaykh. Something more name. That's all. Now we'll work our way backwards. I'm going to work our way backwards. This will be answer too, but that wasn't really Akasha. Akasha was the chup between Paraduma and Shechita's Kutcher. That wasn't really Akasha. Now, let's work our way backwards. I think this will explain to us really the whole sugya from beginning to end. Why? Because it's not the same Nakuda. It's a different Nakuda, but it's built on the same fundamentals. And that is that from Paraduma, we see a new category of kahuna. Kahuna that's required not because of the carbon, because of the maisa. Right? So just it clarifies to our own minds that there are two potential requirements of kahuna. One requirement of kahuna is based on the maisa that the person is doing, the oivet, the person that's doing the avoida. Right? That's one. It's similar to a mum. Right? If I were to tell you, mum passes by a carbon and mum passes by a kohen. Right? But they're very different. The mum that passes by a kohen is passing the odom from him doing the ma'is avoida. The mum that passes the carbon, it's a psul lechefs of the carbon. Right there, it's clear. So what I'm telling you is that by Kodshim, by the din of Kohuna and Kodshim, there are two elements of potential Kohuna requirements. One is Mitzad the Avoida, the Oivet, the one who's doing the Avoida. And one is Mitzad the Carbon. The Carbon could require Kohuna. Mitzad the Heft of the Carbon is a requirement of Kohuna. These are two different elements, potentially, of why, whether you would need a kohen or not. Now, what's the reason why lishma, according to Rav Shimon, by halacha, doesn't passel the carbon? So we already discussed this weeks and weeks ago. I was giving shiur. I was actually in the airport when I gave shiur on this nekuda. As going through security at the time, they were trying to figure out what was going on. And what is the requirement of kahuna, of lishma, and why would it make a difference by ef shalavat or ef shalavat? So we were discussing it then, that there are certain elements in the carbon that are matter the carbon, that make the carbon roy to for avoid it to happen. Right? Matirim. So the marshal, pigul, the Gemara says is chal on a matter. Has to be on a matter. Right? Has to be something which is being matter. Rav Shimon holds, and that's why some Rishonim hold, that even according to Rav Shimon, it's really, even according to Rabbanan, it's ef shalavatla. Doesn't make a difference. Or even according to Rav Shimon, there are cases where it's ef shalavatla. If you shecht it far away from the Mizbech. Rav Shimon also agrees, you have to do halacha then. Right? Rabbanan just hold, like the Shita says, donin efshar mishi efshar. But there are cases where even Rav Shimon holds, the halacha is ma'akev. If you spritz far away from the Mizbech. Right? But even over there he holds, shaloi l'shma doesn't make it possible. Rav Shimon holds, shaloi l'shma by halacha doesn't pass on the carbon. Even in a case where you have to do halacha. And that's why Bechatoyis HaPnimius, we needed a posuk to say that according to Rav Shimon, it makes it possible, if you remember we discussed. Right? Because Rav Shimon holds that halacha is not a matir of the carbon. It's not a matir of the carbon. And because it lacks in the din matir of a carbon, because it's not a matir, so therefore, the lishma is not poigamit. That's Rav Shimon's idea. And Mela, even in a case where the halacha will be makiv, it still doesn't make the carbon possible. Because he's just bringing proof from the fact that it's efshel levatlo, it's proof, it's a simen bedover, that it's not a matir. And there's a requirement in order for lishma to passel the korban, there's a requirement of a matir. Otherwise, mitzad the korban, it's not exactly, it's not relevant. The kavanah is not relevant. Okay. That's mitzad the korban. That's mitzad the korban. Now, when the Gemara said, when Rav Chisda came into the Gemara, and Rav Chisda said that Hoylochos Ksheira Bizar, what was his, where was he coming from? Rav Chisda was coming from the fact, Havad it's an avoid. We brought all the riots that it's an avoid. And he's going according to the Rabbanan even, who hold that Shalai Lushmo apostles. Right? Rav Chisda was just saying one knetch. He was saying, Lagabi, the requirement of kahuna, even the Rabbanan agree it has to be a matir to require kahuna. Has to be a matir in the carbon in order to require kahuna. That ritzui that's required needs a kohen. The Torah says if a zar does it, lo yiratza. There is no ritzui. So what Rav Chisda was really saying was that Rav Shimon's logic that halacha is not called a matir, right, or meratze, the Chachamim agree. They happen to hold that that doesn't affect the Shalei Lishma. That also explains why Rav Chisda wasn't saying it only in Rav Shimon. He was saying it even in the Rabbanim. Because he's saying, what Rav Shimon is saying is something that the Rabbanim agree, be'etzem. But they hold that Lishma does not have that requirement. Lishma does not have that requirement. But, says Rav Chisda, but kahuna? Kahuna is a din in ritzui? And therefore, it's not just apostles, it's a din of ritzui? And therefore, if it's not a, something that's being meratzah, the korban, in that case, it doesn't make the korban puzzle to have a zar. Therefore, a zar could be used. That was where Rav Chisda was coming from. Period. Now, on Rav Chisda, we had no kashas. We only had one kasha. There's a Mishnah not like him. There's a Mishnah not like him. The Mishnah says, we didn't have a kasha in Svar on Rav Chisda. We had a Mishnah not like him. The Mishnah says that a zar is possible to do a locha. If you look at the Seder HaGemara, the Gemara didn't ask a kasha on Rav Chisda from anything but a Mishnah. There was a Mishnah clear that stated that it's kosher. So we threw Rav Chisda out of the base medrash for this chiddush. We have a Mishnah not like him. Rab and Rav Yosef are coming and they're saving this chiddush. They're saving the chiddush. And basically, they're curtailing it. They're saying the chiddush remains. The chiddush that, in fact, something that's not a meratzah in the korban does not require kahuna stays. That stays. Right? But that only stays according to Rav Shimon. The Rabbanan hold Efshar and Efshar is bichlal not a problem. And therefore, according to the Chachamim, that whole gauge doesn't exist. And what do we gain by saying it? We maintain the chiddush of Rav Chisda, which is really a sound, it's a sound chiddush. It's a sound chiddush. But it's only going according to Rav Shimon. And Mamel, if you find the Mishnah not like that, that Mishnah is going like the Rabbanan. That's what happened in the Gemara. Rabbi and Rav Yosef were preserving the chiddush of Rav Chisda by saying that it's going according to Rav Shimon. And that mail is not a kasha. You had a kasha from a Mishnah. That's until the point of the Gemara, where the Gemara started asking from Efshel Levatlo, Efshel, that's the step. But that's where the Gemara got to. The Gemara maintained the chiddush of Rav Chisda. The Gemara said Rav Chisda wanted to say that even the Rabbanan agree that Halacha is not called Ritzui because Efshel Levatlo. Or it's not a matter in the carbon, whatever you want to call it. No, it's going only according to Rav Shimon. Oh, only according to Rav Shimon. So now we stick to Rav Chisda's idea. We're still sticking to Rav Chisda's idea. Now the Gemara starts scrutinizing the Svara really of Rav Chisda. It's not just... Right now we're scrutinizing Rabban Rav Yosef because Rav Chisda we threw out. Because he made it too broad. Right? He made it too broad. Rabban Rav Yosef narrowed the scope of the Chiddush. And the Mela we maintained it. Now we're going into the Lomdus. So now the Gemara says, well, let's see. Does your Lomdus hold water? Does your Lomdus hold water? You want to tell me that the same gauge that's used for Ritzui, right? Which is this Efshalavatli, that's the gauge that's used for Kuhun. So Gemara really now is asking on Rav Chisda too. Not asking Dafka on Rabban Rav Yosef. Happens to be Rav Chisda, because his Chiddush was so broad, we're not dealing with him right now, but Be'etzim, the Kash is on Rav Chisda too. Meaning, here we see from Shchita, it's the Efshel of Atlo, right? And we see still you need to read, so you still, even though it's the Efshel of Atlo, you still don't need to read, so you have a Kohen. You still don't need to read, so you have a Kohen. Right? So you wanted to say, you, Rav Chisda, and Rabbi Rav Yosef, wanted to say that the Ritzui of Kohen that's required by Kabbanis is intertwined in its Ef Shalavatla. Something that's Ef Shalavatla, something that needs a Ritzui of a Kohen, bring a Raya from Shechita. The fact that the Torah was Mata Shechita Bizar shows you that the Ritzui of a Kohen can't be gauged by whether it's Ma'akev or not. There's a certain ritzui that we need for kahuna, and that has nothing to do with the gauge of efshel of atli, efshel of atli. That's what the Gemara wants to say. The Gemara says no. Shchita is different. Why? Shchita is lav avodah. The reason why you don't need a kohen by shchita, right, is not because there's not enough ritzui there in the shchita. And that's why you don't need a kohen. Similar to why you don't need a kohen by a halacha according to Rav Shimon. That's not the reason. The reason why you don't need a kohen by shechita is because only may kabbalah ve'elach mitzvahs kahuna. May kabbalah ve'elach mitzvahs kahuna. From kabbalah on is mitzvahs kahuna. So it's not that there is shayach to have a kohen over here and the Torah is still saying it's kosher bizarre. No. Really, you need full ritzui already at the time of shechita because it's takiyev shalavatla, but it's not part of mitzvah kohuna. So when the Gemara says lav avodi, what the Gemara is saying is it's not mitzvah kohuna b'chlal. Just like I'll give you a mashal in a boma. Okay? In a boma. Azar is kosher to do all the avodas. What do you mean? It doesn't need ritzui? Of course it needs ritzui. Of course it needs lishma. And it needs ritzui. And yet the Zohar could do Kabbalah. And the Zohar could do Eilacha. And the Zohar could do Zrika. Why? Because there's no mitzvah kuna. Not because there's a lacking in the ritzui. There's no mitzvah kuna. So the shechita part of the carbon, the shechita part of the carbon is not in the kohen's domain. It's not even from part of the mitzvah kuna b'chalal. Mitzvah kuna begins, and that's taka the lashon of Chazal, mikabola ve'elach mitzvah kuna. So till kabbalah, it's like shechita is being done in a bama. It's not that it lacks ritzui. It's a lax mitzvah kahuna. It's not an avoy. Oh, comes to Rei Orleans, and he says, just like chulin needs shechita. What does he mean, just like chulin needs shechita? Just like chulin. There's no din. Why is shechita's chulin kosher bizarre? Because there's no din of ritzui. It's true, there's no din of ritzui. Is that why you don't? No! Because it's not part of the domain of the kohuna b'chlal. So shechitas kodshim is b'chlal, not part of the domain of the kohen b'chlal. It's like shechitas chulin. As far as its kohen require, potential kohen requirements, there's no shaychus to kohen. Right? So lagabi kohen, it's lav avoid. It's like a bummer at that point. And therefore, if it's like a bummer, you don't need a kohen for that reason. Because it's not an avedas migdosh. Now it's very geshmak what this lashon sheiros means. I wouldn't use exactly that terminology. But sheiros means this is not in the kahuna. Sheiros, we'll call it a kohen. This is not bechlal in the mitzvah's kahuna. The kohen's job begins from Kabbalah. That's where he was introduced. Meaning, when was a kohen introduced to Klal Yisrael? By the mikdash. In Obama, a kohen wasn't introduced. So which part of the Beis HaMikdash was he introduced? Kabbalah. Till Kabbalah, the Kohen is Bachutz. He was not introduced to the Mikdash. Memela, it doesn't matter how much Ritzah there is, how much Ritzah there is not. We were saying that from Kabbalah on, anything which is Ma'akev needs a Kohen. So you were asking me, what about Shechita? Ask the Gemara, one second. How could you tell me That shechita is what? Is a kohen was not even introduced to shechita. Paraduma yechiach. Now the Gemara is gevaldik. Paraduma yechiach. You're telling me that a kohen has no shaychus to shechita bechlal? What do you mean? Paraduma yechiach. Where is it in kohen on shechita? That's all we were trying to prove. It makes the kasha so gishmak. You're telling me a kohen has no shaychus to shechita. He's not even introduced. He wasn't introduced to Klal Yisrael till Kabbalah. Kabbalah, he walks in, Shalom Aleichem, my name is kohen. Till Kabbalah, he doesn't exist. What do you mean? Paraduma yechiach. The Gemara is gevaldik, the Gemara is kasha. There's so many kashas on what the Gemara's kasha is. Over there it's a special gzeres hakosev, over there it's a din par. There's so many kashas on the Gemara, but the way we're learning, it's very simple with the Gemara's kashas. Because the Gemara was making a very brazen statement when the Gemara said, Shechita lav avoidi. The Gemara was saying, Shechita is not avoidas kahuna, period. It's not avoidas kahuna. In this regard, it's like avoidas chulun. It's like avoidas chulun. Ah, does it have a din of lishma? Of course. Because that's mitzvah de korban. Yeah. So now the Gemara said, what do you mean? Paraduma yechiach. From paraduma you see a kohen was introduced by shechita. So once he's introduced by shechita, now it's significant the fact that we don't need him by kachrim for shechita. Because he was introduced and yet he's not needed. Is a raya, now we go back to our first raya. Zok the Gemara name. Kotche berek abayis. The requirement there is for a different reason. It's because over there the kohen is performing as a kohen, not as the korban. As the kohen does not exist before shechit, before Kabbalah. There it's midi amaros the goyim. There is a din, the din that the performer has to be a kohen. Now, why does he need big day kohen? It's gevaldik, because it is a ma'asav void, like we explained before. It's very simple. So this really is metaritz the whole sugi really from beginning to end. The extreme of paraduma forces us to have a better understanding in the whole sugi, which is basically the key to understand the sugi is that there's two parts here. There's the carbon part and there's the adam part. This is two separate parts. There are carbon requirements and there's the kohen requirements. That's really the, and once you have that, then everything really works through. The Gemara didn't yet answer that you don't need it mitzad. Then when the Gemara said lav avoida, the Gemara still thought that it was mitzad at that point.